Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. You are listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, affectionately called NABWIC Talks. And today we have a very special guest for you. But before we get to our guest, we'd like to tell you a little about who we are and what we do for you. Our organization was developed, designed, and inspired to encourage African-American women in the construction industry. And as a result of doing that, we have created a process and a system to help African-American young girls, junior high school, and college-age girls to consider coming into the construction industry and studying STEM as a profession. The vision of the organization for NABWIC is to build lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for African-American women in our communities. And this organization's mission is founded to increase the national awareness of African-American women in the construction industry. Our charge of NABWIC is to advocate for black women to further opportunities for our membership. We also do this by advancing the NABWIC mission as our core foundation is strengthened with the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, and professional network opportunities. We have currently chapters in three different areas of the United States: South Florida, Northeast Florida, and Washington, D.C. And with that, I want to thank all of you who are listening in and begin to introduce you to our guest for today. Our guest today for the National Association of Black Women in Construction is employed with Hawthorne, that's H-A-W-O-R-T-H. Let me spell that again. The name of the organization is
Hawthorne.
Thank you. Did I get it right?
It's Hawthorne. Close.
Hawthorne, excuse me. Thank you, Doreen.
Sure, that's
our
okay.
Guest today is Doreen Fentress, and she is the Business Development Director for, pronounce it again,
Hawthorne
in Washington, D.C. Thank you so very much for joining us today, Doreen. And if I can ask you to start off by sharing with our listening audience a little bit about Doreen and who you are and how did you end up coming to Hawthorne?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me as a guest. My name is Doreen Fentress, and I am the Business Development Director for Hawthorne in the Washington, D.C. region. Now, what that means is that I am responsible for all the sales and distribution in three states, which is Washington, D.C., the Virginia area, West Virginia, and also Maryland. That's my responsibility. How I got into this position is I have, going way back, I've been in the industry for about 30 years, and I started out actually as a designer. I have a design degree, and I started working in the facilities end of the industry by working for a furniture dealership many years ago. I worked there for about 13 years, and I went from there to developing and running a division of a facilities company about 15 years. I always wanted to, in my career, look at different aspects of what it took to build a facility. So I wanted to be on the design side, I wanted to be on the sales side, and now with Hawthorne, I'm actually on the manufacturer side. So my background has been a little bit of facilities, furnishings, design, project management. I've actually been an owner's representative for a couple of corporations and doing construction. And I've done that nationally for a little over 30 years.
That is exciting. I'm sitting here just writing everything you're saying, because when you think about the impact of what you do and what we do and the synergy that's created between the two, it's an awesome opportunity for networking. And I want to thank you and your firm for offering an opportunity to our organization to host us this year for our annual meeting in your space. It was awesome. Can you share with us a little about the firm? Because many
Yes.
people may not know the firm.
Yes, Hayworth is actually a $2 billion global company. We actually started in Michigan. This is a family-owned company still, believe it or not. It's privately owned by the Hayworths. It is based in Holland, Michigan. We have about 2 million square feet of manufacturing in Holland, Michigan, and we have 10 other plants in the North American area. We also have that type of production in Shanghai, China, in Pune, India, and in Germany. So we are, when we say we're global, a lot of people distribute in those areas, but we are really global because we manufacture in those areas and support furnishings globally. Now, Hayworth actually, how they started is that we are actually a commercial furnishings firm. And what that means is we provided furniture to offices, to healthcare, to hospitality. And we also, in the last 10 years, have purchased very high-end designer lines in Europe, Cassini, Capellini, Patrona Frau. These are very high-end hospitality and residential lines that we also have, which is called Hayworth Collection. Beyond our furniture, we like to say that we are a complete interiors group, because we also provide floor-to-ceiling walls. We provide three different types of those walls, and we also, provide floors, access floors. So if you're familiar in the construction industry, I'm sure everybody's familiar with access floors. What makes ours different is that we can not only do low-profile floors, but we can also do high-profile floors that can also be used where you can put your HVAC system in the floor and not in the ceiling where the plenum is. So it makes it, it is really a separator for us in the flooring industry. We also are a very large firm that does a lot of research in the work environment. We always do all of this research, and that's how we develop our furnishings. So we are now developing a lot of tools that people can use around what the new work environment is going to be because of the changes that technology gives us every year. So we also have a technology end of our business that we provide what's called workwear, and that's a product that you can, it's hard to describe it without seeing it, but it's actually the easiest way. It's a wireless situation that you can always go into a conference room and do a PowerPoint wirelessly and automatically, just as easy as turning a switch on. We provide, and we also provide a product called Bluescape, and the Bluescape product
can you
is.
Spell that, please.
Yes, it's Bluescape. It's Bluescape.
Okay.
Now this product was. It took us about 10 years to develop this product, and Dick Hayworth, who is actually the son of the original founder, G.W. Hayworth, is very technology and very futuristic in his design and thoughts about what he does for the company. He worked on this for 10 years, and this is actually a product that you can work live with this. It's like a large, I hate to say it, like iPad screen that you can draw on, you can type on, and it's like a very large television or iPad screen. You can also do live video on it, and you can pull in and video conference from it. So it is a multi-use collaboration piece that we developed many years ago. So,
well, I'm actually looking at it on. Yes, Doreen, I'm actually looking at it online now, and it is awesome. It really is. It covers a large space, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is excellent. Well, let's go back a little before you go further. Let's go back a little bit and talk about you and how did you come into this position with the firm? Because I think it's admirable as an African-American female, and the show is designed for people like yourself who is an African-American female in a major firm with a major role. Now, can you share with us a little about you and how did this happen?
Well, to go back a little bit to my career, when I first started working with in the furniture dealership, I started out marketing, then I went to sales, and then I became a sales manager. I had a very big interest in working nationally. After working for so many years locally, I wanted to work nationally. I started going after, as clients, corporations that were more nationally based or globally based. After I did that for a good while, just to let you know, after a while you need other challenges. So my next challenge was, how was I going to get to the national platform? And at that time, I was very lucky that my older sister had a corporation that she was a consultant and a strategic planner. She, at the time, went after her 8A certification. She had been in business for about 15 years. I had been in business for about 12 years, and she asked me, did I want to come on board with her? I opened a facilities division of her corporation at that time, and it was, believe it or not, at the same time the Internet started. So really, my older sister had a lot to do with the fact that she is pretty much fearless in business and said, we're going to work nationally immediately with the Internet. And I have to admit, I said, you know, I hope this is going to work. And we pretty much just decided, okay, we're going to go for it. So the first 2 years.
And now you're a believer,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Absolutely. So we then, you know, dived right in. She got her 8A. I opened that division, and we began working nationwide. We had an office in New York City. We had an office in Washington, D.C., and we're actually from Virginia Beach, Virginia. So we started working that platform, and we worked coast to coast for companies. We did work at the Pentagon. We did work for J&J's Pharmaceutical, Chase Manhattan Bank. In New York City and Manhattan, they are very, very supportive of all new projects of getting minority women in to do projects in the New York area, and that's what brought us literally into New York. And
okay,
we were very successful in New York. And then we went from there to, I did that for many years, and then this position in D.C. came up, and I always wanted to be, again, on the other side of seeing what it was in manufacturing. And I interviewed for this job, and that was 2.5 years ago, and here I am with Hayworth.
And how do you feel about the change now that you've gone from entrepreneurship now to intrapreneurship?
I think that, you know, every one of the positions I was in, because I actually started off working for a smaller company, then I went to really almost working for myself when I ran that division. Again, now going to a large corporation, I find that every one of those cultures are different. There are similarities, but there are cultures that are different. So, you know, I find that, you know, it is still, because the position that I hold in Washington, I do have some of, you know, I can make some of my own decisions, but again, you can't make decisions when you're with a large corporation in a position like you can when you're an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
And when you own your own company.
Absolutely.
No question about that. So,
absolutely,
you know, there's a significant difference in that. That you work your, and this isn't a bad thing, but you work your way up the chain of getting decisions made, where when you are in the position I was before, you very much know that the bottom line is with you. You need to make that decision and need to hold to that decision. And if it's the wrong decision, then you need to quickly make sure that you get it turned around and, keep the customer or keep your project going.
Absolutely. Now, let me take a moment and take a break to let our listening audience know that you're listening to NABWIC Talks, and we are the voice of Black women in construction. And our special guest today is Doreen Fentress with Hayworth. I got it right that time, I hope. And she is the business. Thank you. She's the business development director in the Washington, D.C. area for the firm. She's responsible for business development, sales, and also management of the sales team and the sales distribution for Hayworth, Inc. Ms. Fentress' experience is extensive as VP of Technical Director of Quality Technical Services for 19 years and Assistant Sales Manager for Chasen's Business Interiors for 15 years. She has her master's degree from the University of Virginia, Darden Graduate School of Business Administration, and she also holds a BFA degree in design from Old Dominion University and an interior design degree from the School of the Arts from Virginia Commonwealth University. You have a lot of experience, and thank you so very much. We're going to go to a commercial break with Rosa Carter, and we will be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You are listening to the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Please visit our website at www.nabwic.org. You can listen to this show and past shows by calling 714-499-3918. Press 1 to join the conversation, and feel free to ask any questions or comments of our guests, Ms. Doreen Fentress of Hayworth. And you can also visit our website for the Blog Talk Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you, and we're back.
All right. Thank you so very much, Rosa Carter. And Doreen, I just had another question, really about the fact that, you know, we still work in a predominantly male-oriented field. And I'd like for you to share with our audience, how have you overcome these challenges in your career?
You know, I think a really good example, and it's true, because my career started 30-plus years ago, when I even started in the facilities end, I had to work on construction sites quite a bit because I had to go to construction meetings and determine when I could schedule bringing my furnishings in and installing it. And I found in the very beginning that a lot of times in these meetings I was the only woman that was there. And a lot of times that was difficult because I would actually get challenged by what I knew, obviously, about construction. And I do remember at a very early age I was really pretty much given incorrect information at the time, because I think it was just a challenge that was given to me. And at the time, my project didn't go well because I didn't know what I should have known about construction at the time, and I was in my late 20s. And after that time, I sat down and I got my hands on every book that I could, and I stayed on every construction site that I could and asked as many questions as possible, so that when I came up to these meetings, I was knowledgeable. So I would say how I overcame that at the time was I always found a coach on the site of someone that was doing a particular type of work in construction, and I would ask the questions that would give me the education that I needed to move forward and get the experience I needed to get the respect on the site. I think that was what was most important. I actually did construction management in New York City. And as you can imagine, you can tell a little bit by my accent that being from Southern Virginia, what they did not want to see in New York City was a minority Southern woman telling them what they needed to do to a union crew in New York. So that was really a challenge. But again, I always looked for my coaches that were there with me, that would help me and would educate me on what I needed to know so that they had respect for me and to do my job the way I needed it to do and have the project come off well.
Wow. Wow. And I think what you just described is one of the reasons this organization exists, to help support African-American women in this industry. So when you talked about a coach, can you share with us what did the coach look like? And I mean, in terms of not necessarily ethnicity, but in terms of how that relationship worked and whether or not it was a paid coach or a mentor coach that was unpaid. Can you share with us a little bit about what did that really look like?
Well, you know, I always would try to start, and I even say to this day, when I manage construction projects, when a construction firm gave me a very, very young supervisor on the site, and I know this sounds crazy, I didn't think that they really respected my project that well, because in construction, everybody knows, this is not something you learn in a book. This is something that experience is everything in construction. So when you have really an aged supervisor or project manager on your site, you know that you have a good coach. And I will tell you that my best coach that I ever had was years ago. I had a government project that was not going well, and not on my end, but I was an owner's representative for a general, actually, on this big DOD project. And it was being done by the Army Corps. And the developer was not following the contract. Therefore, they sent in 5 engineers from the Army Corps headquarters to look at this project. And the gentleman, the oldest gentleman there was getting ready to retire. And I was to go around to look at the punch list and look at the areas of what was going right and what was not. I can tell you that was the best education. This man was wonderful. He was 1 year from retirement. And I spent 3 solid days with him on the site.
Wow.
And it was like getting a college degree, that he was very good coach. He explained everything well, and I must have taken literally 2 legal pads of notes listening to this man explaining. He was a great teacher.
That's important, and that's why I asked the question, because when we think about coaches, they come in many forms, if you will. And again, going back to the organization, it is so important for us to have an opportunity, whether it is paid coaches or unpaid coaches or mentors or whatever relationship we can have with people who can help us in this industry, whether that's horizontal or vertical. And so I thank your coach, and I thank you for being willing to learn and be willing to be pliable and open regardless of the state that you were in at that point in your life. Now I'd like to move to another question that talks about your future and what do you envision the future look like in the workspace that you're in?
Well, I think the future of the workspace, and I'll try and tell you this as quickly as I can, but one of the things that we're studying right now, we have been actually in Washington, D.C., doing seminars on a particular book that's called Change Your Space, Change Your Culture.
Wow.
This was a collaboration.
Well, slow down.
It's
Doreen,
short.
Slow down 1 second.
Yes.
I don't want to miss that, and I want to make sure our listeners really hear that, because that is a game changer. When you talk about creativity and you talk about changing your space, you can change your life. And
Absolutely.
How you see things differently. So my apologies. Let me let you go ahead. I'm just so excited. That is
awesome. Sure. That's okay. So it's, again, the book is called Change Your Space, Change Your Culture. It's by Rex Miller and Mabel Casey. And it actually is a study of about 30 different corporations, large and small, that are talking about how you change your space with technology these days. And I think the shortest way that I can describe this is that everybody understands how technology moves so quickly. And actually, even though it's convenient, because of the rapid pace of information, it brings more stress to our lives. And in that, a lot of times people go, oh, gosh, when I go home, I can get so much more done. And we all know with laptops these days and our technology, we can literally work from anywhere. And I think people may remember the case with Google where they let everybody, you know, pretty much work at home, and they said that didn't work. But what we have found is in developing new spaces in the office is that the space in the office now is mainly dedicated or should be dedicated to collaboration areas where people can come into the office because they're really coming into the office to collaborate with others. If they want to work at, you know, alone, they can do it in the car, they can do it in the airport, they can do it at home. But to collaborate, they need to come in the office. So what we're finding these days is that majority of the space in these corporations now, what used to be offices and workstations, is now collaboration areas.
Wow.
Where people can come in, talk together, and they're really more comfortable, like living room situations.
I
no
was
longer
just
conference
say that.
Table and conference room.
Wow.
You
I was
know,
just
we have,
say that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, Doreen. I'm sorry.
I'm so excited.
Absolutely. This is so awesome. I was going to say that because this is what Starbucks and Panera Bread and many
absolutely.
Of the other companies have done. But they're using, if you will, your conceptual designs, if you will. And it's like an intentional congruence where you have many disciplines coming together to form another product, almost like what happened with Cirque du Soleil. When
exactly.
they took ballet and circus and put it together and created another product. And what
yes.
you're doing is excellent. This is excellent.
So
excellent.
What we're finding is, and this book will show you many, many examples where corporations now are actually, for you know a better term, creating these Starbucks environments in the corporation to bring their people back in. Because one of the things that we found from studies is a more relaxed brain in a good environment has much more potential of innovating
and creating. Right.
So that's what companies that are looking in the forefront, that's what they need to do, and that's what they need to provide for their employees. So I think that book is extremely, if I could, you know, I could take another hour and talk about what we talked about in these seminars, which is incredible, but, you know,
well, we're going to have
is,
you come back. If you don't mind, Doreen, we have to have you come back.
Sure,
and I
absolutely.
Think all of our listeners is listening in because we are posting the show on all of the social media, and I think it's so very important because what you're entering is into a space that Blue Ocean Strategies talk about. When you talk about how to create an uncontested market space and become,
absolutely.
You know, so much more competitive and you make your competition irrelevant.
Yes, yes. And it is really true because when you know what's going on at the forefront, it doesn't matter what section of construction or facilities you're in, that is what's going to make people be drawn to you because you're going to know the latest and the greatest of what everyone's doing. You know, we are even finding the government, even in a large way, you would be very surprised in the government agencies in Washington that have gone to this concept, which is an entirely, you know, swing from one situation of a private office that's very conservative, you know, with a lot of files and whatever, going back to smaller workstations and
oh,
big collaboration areas,
Doreen,
where they can
we're
sit
getting
down
ready
and
to
work.
I'm sorry, dear. We're getting ready to end the show. Our time is running out, and our back room is telling me that we're almost at the end. So I want to just make sure that we have you come back on the show and remind our listening audience that you are listening to NABWIC Talks, and our special guest today has been Doreen Fentress with Hayworth, and it has just been a marvelous show because the information has been so tremendous. So make sure you get the book, Change. Is it Change Your Space, Change Your Culture?
That is correct.
Change Your Space, Change Your Culture. And we're going to place this information on the Blog Talk Radio site with Doreen's bio and the information. So please continue to listen in. And Doreen, we're going to continue this conversation offline so we can schedule to have you to come back because this has just been a chock full of information, if you will, show. So if you have a couple of seconds to just give a now it's telling me I got 10 seconds left. So if you have a closing comment you'd like to share, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Thank you.
I just appreciate you doing, having me on as a guest, and I look forward to talking a little more about the new environment and new workplace when I come back next time.
Thank you so very much. And for all of our listeners, you have been listening to NABWIC Talks, and I am your guest today, hosting your guest today. My name is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life. And thank you, and we will see you on the radio next time. Thank you so much, Doreen and Rosa.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.